USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Several ceremonies were held Sunday to commemorate the 77th anniversary of the decisive assault that led to the liberation of France and Western Europe from Nazi control and to honor those who have fallen. On D-Day, more than 150,000 Allied troops landed on beaches codenamed Omaha, Utah, Juno, Sword, and Gold, carried by 7,000 boats. As far as what we can learn from those American heroes who stormed the beaches of Normandy, April Messier is with the National D-Day Memorial Foundation.
Not only patriotism, but cooperation. You know, you look at D-Day, it was the most complex military operation ever attempted. And all of these Allied forces, not just Americans, but the Allies, coming together on an international scale to defeat Nazi tyranny.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of sonsoflibertycbd.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about sonsoflibertycbd.com, and now I'm telling you, go to sonsoflibertycbd.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Former President Trump is criticizing President Biden for his handling of China, border issues with Mexico, and the Middle East. The former president entering the political fray by giving a speech Saturday night before North Carolina's Republican Party.
There's no better example of Biden's failed agenda than the catastrophic, and you look at it, is what's going on the southern border. I mean, is there anything that you've ever seen like what's going on the southern border? And people are coming in from South America, Latin America, but they're coming in from the Middle East. They're coming in from all over. When I left office, we gave the new administration the most secure border in U.S. history, and all they had to do is just leave it alone.
The Pentagon says they will not make an exception to allow U.S. military installations to fly rainbow pride flags in June, keeping a policy set forth by former President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A video of a father and his daughter speaking out against critical race theory has gone viral amid the ongoing national debate of the topic. The video posted by TikTok user Corey Yeshua shows him sitting next to his unnamed daughter and saying he teaches her she can be anything she wants to be. Teacher Courtney Stokes also pushing back on critical race theory, telling Fox News we need to stick to the facts in school.
There's a lot of information, articles that have come out that have said essentially that the resolution has banned or limited or eliminated the discussions of race and our racial history in our country. It has not. But if you're going to teach them, you owe it to a student, to every child sitting in a Georgia classroom, to teach them from a neutral perspective. Teach them diverse perspectives. Teach them contending viewpoints so that essentially you're moving away from indoctrination and back to the founding principles of our educational system, which is to teach children how to think, not what to think.
The United States is donating 750,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccine to Taiwan. Senator Tammy Duckworth making the announcement as part of the U.S. delegation visiting Taipei. Duckworth saying it's critical for the United States that Taiwan receive vaccines because we recognize their urgent need and value their partnership. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.